KSL News Time 520. We bring you triple team traffic now, starting with Ricky Meese.
We have a right lane blocked with an accident on the West Belt going southbound on I-215. The crash is at California Avenue, just before it. And that's adding to the delays that stretch from just after I-80 all the way to Taylorsville, westbound on the 21st South Freeway. A patch of slowing between I-15 and the West Belt, and then again after Bangor Highway. And then southbound I-15 stacked up and slow from about 9th South all the way to Sandy. Dave Meekum.
The worst part of your delays coming over the point, getting into Utah County, are going to be as you come down the south side of the point of the mountain. That's where it gets into some stop and go slow and go traffic. That's going to be in place down past SR-92 and down to 2100 North. And then it'll slowly get better for you once you pass 2100 North, but you're really not out of it until you get past Lehigh Main Street. Northbound delays are no problems there, Mark.
Yeah, KSL travel time now 19 minutes between Salt Lake City and Farmington. That's because some delays reach 6 North up to the North Interchange, and then your delays in spots between Farmington and Layton Hills Mall. Still not that bad. Highway 89 overflowing into Fruit Heights. Then again, some slowdowns north of SR-193 up to I-84 South Weber. Any project is easier when you have the right tools. Get everything from hammer drills to excavators at Diamond Rentals, 12 locations, including the newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, diamondrental.com. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.